Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God, Ephesians 5:15-16. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Today I would like to encourage you toward making the most of your opportunity to read. First, a few words concerning our God-given opportunity to read, and to have our language in written form. Maybe you haven't thought of that lately, or at all. But what a blessing most of us enjoy every day. We also have the tremendous blessing of God's Word in our language. Don't miss this opportunity because you struggle with reading. Take steps to improve your reading skills. Ask God for the grace and humility to do this. As we read, we must approach God's words with reverence. Read with humility. Read and listen. Don't be so intent on information gathering and studying that you don't let the words soak in. And don't hurry. One paragraph in quietness and calmness before God is better than 10 chapters we hurried through to check off our list. Read and wait. Read with expectancy. God will speak. And be ready to respond past the temporary warmth of emotions and the pride of knowledge. Be ready for God to do as He promises, give you life through His words. 2 Timothy 3:16. Every part of Scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way. Isaiah 55:11. My word which comes from my mouth is like the rain and snow. It will not come back to me without results. It will accomplish whatever I want and achieve whatever I send it to do. Dave Scott, LivingByTheWordsOfGod.com.